She grimaced fondly, and Caleb chuckled in sympathy. Sarai Hallman had been Charlian's personal maid since she'd been a little girl, and she seemed to be enjoying the present moment rather more than the Empress was. She was certainly hovering for all she was worth, and no matter what Father Dirac, the palace healer, might say, Sarai could be relied upon to think of one of her innumerable female ancestors who had experienced the same problem, only incomparably worse. No doubt she fondly imagined she was reassuring her charge by telling her how lucky she was that things were so much less bad than they could have been. Or something.
"Well, maybe Merlin can give us an estimate," Caleb said.
"Maybe." Charlian knew her tone sounded a bit tentative, but she also figured she was entitled to at least a little anxiety, given the nature of her projected itinerary.
"Nervous?" Caleb asked gently, as if he'd just read her mind.
Not that it would have required any esoteric talent to be able to figure out exactly what she'd been thinking.
"A little," she admitted, nestling more comfortably against him. "It's not something I've ever done before, after all."
"Well, I've only done it twice myself. Once, really, if you're talking about round trips," Caleb said. "On the other hand, Merlin's done it a lot." "Of course, he didn't take me out of atmosphere." The Emperor pouted for a moment. "But he didn't have as far to go then as he does this time. And if he's confident his stealth systems are up to the trip, I'm not going to argue with him."
"Very big of you, since you're not the one making this particular trip," she pointed out dryly.
"No, I'm not," he agreed. "In fact, I wish I were."
He hugged her more tightly against himself for just a moment.
"Still, given that he can only fit in one passenger, I think you may actually be a better choice for this first trip than I'd be in some ways. And I know Father Dirac says everything is just fine, that all this morning sickness is perfectly natural, but I'll still feel better having Owl say the same thing."
"Me too," she acknowledged, then giggled just a little nervously against his shoulder. "Still, it does feel a bit strange to be talking about getting a machine's opinion."
"Just strange?" Caleb asked softly.
"All right," she said after a moment, her own voice more serious.
"I'll admit it worries me a little, too. I can't help that. I know up here," she raised one hand to tap her temple, "that everything the church ever taught us is a lie. I know that, and I truly believe it. But I was still raised a daughter of Mother Church, Caleb. Somewhere down inside, there's that little girl reciting her catechism, who can't help being a little scared when she thinks about walking into the very lair of Shan Wei herself. I know it's silly, but..."
She let her voice trail off, and his arm tightened around her.
"I don't think it's silly at all," he told her. "It's been less than 5 months since you found out about Merlin and all the rest of it. As a matter of fact, I think that's one reason you make a better choice than I do just now. After all, I've had a lot longer than you have to adjust, as much as anyone can, at least. Although I'd be lying if I said I don't still have my own worried moments. And I understand exactly what you mean. It's not a matter of having doubts, just a matter of realizing how completely and totally you've broken with everything you were brought up knowing you were supposed to believe. On the other hand, I've found it helps to ask myself if someone like the Archangel Langhorne is supposed to have been would ever have let someone like the Group of Four take over his church if he actually existed."
"There's that," Charlian agreed grimly.
Caleb was right, she thought. And as he'd said, it wasn't that she had any doubts about the truthfulness of everything Merlin Athrawes had told them either. On the other hand, the occasional spasms of deeply programmed anxiety she felt left her less than totally confident about how the rest of the planet Safehold's population was going to react when the time finally came to reveal the full truth about the Church of God awaiting.
It was going to be ugly, at the very least, and deep inside, she felt sinkingly certain it would turn out to be much worse than that in the end. It couldn't be any other way, really. Not when every human being on the entire planet had been taught the same things she'd been taught, believed the same things she'd always believed, believed in the Holy Writ's version of God's plan for Safehold, and in the testimony's description of the day of creation. And how could they not believe those things? The Adams and Eves who'd written those testimonies had told the absolute truth as far as they knew it. Of course, they hadn't known their memories had been altered during their long cryonic journey. She still had trouble understanding how that bit had worked, from a doomed planet called Earth to their new home. They hadn't known the archangels, who'd appeared to them in human form as God's messengers and deputies, had actually been members of the colonizing expedition's command crew.